Oh, yeah. There's not enough Highway to Hell on this program, I don't reckon. There's something about AC/DC. There's something about Bon Scott especially, whose voice you heard there. It just inspires so many tributes. You get street names, statues, and, as you're about to find out, festivals. In Melbourne, for example, there's already an AC/DC lane. There are calls for another to be named after Bon Scott just across the road from his old primary school in Sunshine, which is in the western suburbs of Melbourne. In Fremantle, where he grew up, there's a bronzed statue of Bon Scott overlooking the harbour, as you would be, of course. That's just in Australia. Madrid has Calle de AC/DC. I don't know if you knew that. But there's a tiny Scottish village called Kirriemuir that definitely wins this competition. It's the town where Bon Scott was born, and they have paving stones laid in his name. They have a Bon Scott Lane, and every year in May, they run Bonfest. It's a two-day rock festival that draws people from all around the world. And Graham Galloway is in Kirriemuir. He's organising the 7th annual Bonfest that's run by a community organisation called DD8 Music. And he joins us now. Now, Graham, what goes on at this festival?
Well, it's primarily we remember Bon through music. And we have bands on in all the local pubs during the day. Up between 20 and 30 bands playing for free in the pubs during the day. And then in the evening, we've got on a big gig in the town hall with AC/DC cover bands. That this year we have travelling from all over Europe. We have an Italian band and a German band playing this year.
Wow. What are their names?
The Italian band are called Bon Scott.
Yes.
And the Germans are called Bon the AC/DC Show.
It's amazing. Is this big across Europe? Are there a lot of AC/DC tribute bands?
They're hundreds. I literally get bombarded every day with bands wanting to come over and play because they all know about it now. So we're getting this band in Norway, Russia, Poland, Czechoslovakia, all over, all that want to come and play in Kirriemuir.
It's incredible. Can any of them pull it off? Is it a distinctly Australian sound, or do these bands from around the world manage to do a very convincing reproduction of AC/DC?
Yeah, I mean, some of them, for these guys, they take it really seriously. So despite the fact that their spoken English might have an accent, when they're singing, you know, they spend a lot of time in front of the bedroom mirror, I think, practicing and just nailing the sound exactly. Some of them, it's just uncanny.
I'm not sure that Bon would approve of that. I don't think he would have liked time in front of the mirror like that. What is it about AC/DC and about Bon Scott that seems to inspire this sort of reaction?
Well, I think they're just there's not really another band like them. I mean, as you mentioned, there's all these streets and things worldwide named after them, and the support that they have worldwide has grown year on year. And I think with Bond stuff especially, his lyrics were just honest. You know, it was good working class, honest music that people can just relate to all around the planet. You know, it's shared experience. You're talking about loving and losing and all, you know, things that just happen to everybody that it's just resonated with and carried on down the years.
Is it true that you're buying AC/DC beer that comes out of Germany, I think, for Bonfest? Is that
not
right?
Not buying. It was actually donated by the brewery, the Carlsberg brewery, Carlsberg with a K, not to get mixed up with the Danish Carlsberg. One of the members of our committee was actually over. There's an AC/DC festival in Germany every October in a place called Geiselwind. There's a huge AC/DC fan festival, and a few of our members of our community group went over to it and saw this AC/DC beer, and they made the contacts then, and they shipped it over to us. I think it's nearly 900 cans and 10 5-litre kegs they've given us, so it was a fantastic donation for the festival.
Sure, but the band's selling out, surely.
Pardon?
The band's got to be selling out if it's got beer named after it now.
I'm not going to go down that route. We're just very grateful for the beer, absolutely. I mean, I know they've also got wine named after them, but, you know, I think they like their beer and their wine, clearly.
I love it. I'm not touching it. I'll just take the beer. Graham Galloway, thank you very much for leaving us on that note.
No problem.
Graham Galloway, organiser of Bonfest in Kirriemuir, which is in Scotland. The upcoming Bonfest. Incredible.